Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your host, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulie. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Rita.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Well, July 18th, just about midway through the summer, Rita. I'll tell you, I've said it so many times, it goes so fast. And
I've been gone, though. I've missed being here. It's been weeks, literally, since I've been here.
Rita, you got to carry one of those cameras with you and you know, like, start filming all these trips you take and that kind of stuff. It'd be interesting. You know, you're scuba diving and you're what is it? You do the skydiving too, or you haven't got there yet?
I want to. I haven't done it yet.
Okay, well, make sure you film it. I gotta see that one.
The funny thing is, I always have a camera on me. I just never take pictures. You know, when you're on camera for a living, the thrill of taking pictures just isn't quite the same for me. I forget to photograph what I'm doing. Unlike the Kardashians, I'm not big on doing selfies. I don't know. I've never really liked taking just personal pictures. I regret it sometimes because some of those memories I don't have on film.
You know, and the thing is, it kind of distracts from what you're doing too. You know, like I notice when I'll go to a play or something. If I'm watching it, you enjoy it. But if you're filming it, it's a little different. So people have to remember if they're doing the selfie stuff all the time, they're kind of missing out on what's actually going on. I don't know.
Yeah. Exactly.
Each to their own, I guess.
That brings us right up to our hot topic.
Yes, yes.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topic. Well, I have to tell you, Jim, I have just been devastated by all the stuff that's been going on in the news over the last few weeks. I was telling someone the other day, I lived through two major riots in Los Angeles, and I don't want to see any city go through that ever again. And I know for the most part it's been peaceful, but recently we've had these police shootings, and it's just really too much. So first of all, I want to just convey my condolences to those who have lost loved ones in any part of this process that America is going through right now. And, you know, our hearts go out to them, and it's really just a tragedy all the way around. And then next, I just want to urge people to just stay calm, stay cool. America's not perfect, but I believe it is the best country around. So, you know, it is what it is, but it doesn't have to stay this way. Things can change, and peaceful protest, write your congressmen, write your congresswomen, stay involved, get involved. You know, we have to be involved. If we're not part of the game, then we don't really have a whole lot of say in what happens. So get involved in the processes. And, you know, I've been so distracted and distressed by the images on TV. And, you know, years ago, we wouldn't see those images. And I think that's why a lot of stuff has gone on, because things have gone on. But now that there are cameras literally everywhere, every single person has a way of documenting behavior nowadays. And so not only is it documented, we see it across our TV screens and we see it raw. So a lot of times what we see isn't what we see, and a lot of times what we see is even worse than what we think we saw. So I just want to urge people to stay cool, stay calm, and, you know, know that America is great. It is still great. It's a wonderful country. It's not perfect, but with a little work, with a lot of work, hopefully we will get better. So that's
right.
My hot topic.
Well, just following up with what Rita covered, a little bit more detail about the terrible tragedy in Nice, France. They're observing 8 days of mourning. A 31-year-old soldier of Islam, Mohammed Bohil, he drove a truck into a crowd, which you probably already heard, and 84 people had died and 202 wounded, 52 critically, and another 25 on life support. And there's also another situation. A gunman from Missouri killed three police officers in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and he wounded three more. And he posted, before he did this act, he posted online an online video saying that protesting with the police, it didn't really do much. So he said the violent gets more action. Well, we know that that's not true. And then 5,000 people were arrested in a coup attempt you probably heard about in Turkey. They wound up, it was a failed attempt, but they wound up arresting 103 generals and high-ranking officials, and 800 political leaders and 2,000 judges were all arrested. This is very strategic that something like this doesn't happen. It's a strategic situation because we have our air base in Turkey, and from there we can fight ISIS in Syria. So a successful coup would have been a real disaster, both in security and financially. In Cleveland, Ohio Republican National Convention gets underway today, and as you know, Trump picked his VP, Mike Pence, who is the 50th governor of Indiana. So that starts at, I believe it's 4 p.m. Eastern today. Switching over to sports, a little history was made. Henrik Stenson shot a 63, and Johnny Miller was the only one to do such a, you know, get such a score. And back in 1973, Johnny Miller shot a 63. Well, anyway, Henrik Stenson, he just kept shooting perfect, just about, and he put away Phil Mickelson, and I'll tell you, Phil was shooting just one of his best games. So for the Open Championship at golf, you know, congratulations to Henrik Stenson. President Obama asked Shaq to go to Cuba as a Goodwill Sports Ambassador. And I could tell from the video that Shaq was enjoying himself. Popping over real quick to the NFL, there may be a little bit different technology going on in football. They're inserting a data chip into the game balls being used in the 2016 preseason and Thursday night regular season games. The data would be used for research that could spark significant changes in officiating, kicking, and other areas as soon as it, you know, they put it into play. Boy, talking about technology. The Islanders' new owners are willing to spend more free agents. So Malkin took over controlling interest for the team from Charles Wang, and it was Lidicky and Malkin. Well, we'll see what happens if they can make any changes. Mets could bring back Jonathan Nice, Pittsburgh Pirates pitcher. They need a little reinforcement in their pitching, so Nice may fill the void. And after taking steps recently to shorten baseball games, the next significant step may be to move the length of the season, shorten it down a little bit. Sounds a little bit radical, but the practicality of playing 162 games in the span of 103 days is a topic that is generating plenty of discussion between the MLB officials and the union. There you go, a little touch on some news and sports, Reva. I know you follow sports sometimes, but
not at all. I didn't even know what you were talking about shooting until you got to saying that it was the PGA. Otherwise, I didn't even know what that is. I don't do sports at all. But that actually,
we're going to have to do reports on the football show.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Find watches exclusively for you.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow EasyWay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way.
Easy Way Broadcasting's show, Radio Boomers Live, is brought to you by Crazy Loops Now, hashtag Crazy Loops Now, and Katarina Jewelry, hashtag Katarina Jewelry.
Ah, yes, Katarina Jewelry and Crazy Loops. Aretha, well, I'll tell you, Aretha, we have a very, in fact, I wish I could do the old game, remember the game show, long time or not game show, where you had the, what's my line? You had to guess who's, mm-hmm. you know, what their line is. Well, we have a very unique and interesting guest on today, and I'd like to take the time to quiz you, but we don't have time. I want to see if we have our guest, Jeffrey Bresler, on today. Jeff, are you on with us?
I sure am.
Ah, there he is. Hello, Jeff. This is Aretha. Aretha, this is Jeff. And Jeffrey, Aretha Gray, and myself.
Hi, Jeffrey.
Welcome.
Well, it's good to have you with us, Jeffrey.
Great to be here.
And Aretha, Jeff is an actor, a voice artist, a writer. I saw some of his work when I met him at an event, and I'll tell you, I was amazed. And a puppeteer, Aretha. What do you think about that? Remember the old days, the puppeteers? Wow, he's working with the Muppets.
Now, are you a hand puppeteer or a ventriloquist puppeteer or a
No, I'm not a ventriloquist puppeteer. I leave that to Terry Fader.
Okay, he's good.
And I'm a hand puppeteer. In fact, I worked with Jim Henson and the Muppets on a couple of projects.
Awesome.
The Muppets? The Dream Fighter,
yeah.
Police Academy, Swamp Thing, Doctor Who, it goes on and on. Your audiobooks, very cool, Jeff.
And one of the more interesting things is at the convention that I saw you, Jim, a couple of people came up to my table, and one of them had one of those Transformers logos on their shirt. And I said, oh, you like the Transformers? And they said, yes. And I said, you're welcome. And they said, what? I said, look at this picture. And I have a picture. It's a collage. I don't know if you remember seeing it. But it shows me many years ago. And I'm wearing these heavy molded plastic suits. Well, back in 1984 and 85, I was part of the original promotional team that got dressed up as the characters, and I was there to help get the toys, the action figures, into the toy stores in the United States.
Oh, cool.
So I was in
the
costumes of Starscream and Grimlock, both the Autobot and the Dinobot version. So in the last Transformers movie, when you see Optimus Prime is riding this T-Rex that's breathing fire, that's my T-Rex.
Oh,
that's the T-Rex that I originally helped to promote.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And,
who
knew? Yeah, I was going to say, you know, Reith and I bring this up sometimes. How did you ever figure you'd wind up in a situation like this when you'd be working with, the Muppets and the Dreamfinder and the Transformers? I mean, what kind of steered you to that program, to, getting involved with that?
Well, the whole thing was, some of it was a matter of compulsion as far as performing and getting involved with it. I've always been a geek and very proud of it. read comic books and loved cartoons. That's probably where the voiceovers started. And as far as the promotional thing, I worked for a company when I was living in New York back in the 80s, and I used to go out and do promotional things. And I would help companies promote their products. I would do whatever it takes from the entertainment point of view to make businesses more customer savvy, customer friendly. Not too long ago, I was in the hospital not too long ago, and when they served me my meals, I looked at the tray that they brought the meals on, and they were compartmentalized, and they were very thickly molded. You know, one area for the hot dish, one for the dessert, and I'm saying, this tray looks very familiar. Well, it turns out that when I was living in New York, one of the promotional things I wound up doing was for a company called Aladdin. And what they do is they manufacture pallets for cafeterias, for the prison system, for places where you have a large number of people and they are served hot meals with cold desserts, or, you know, where you need temperature control in the tray. Well, it turns out that a couple of decades ago, I was in New York and I got dressed up as a genie, and I wound up promoting Aladdin to institutions.
Wow.
So, again, who knew? And
yeah,
like 30 years later, I'm in the hospital. I'm being served on the trays that I helped promote.
Yeah. That's so weird the way that stuff works out sometimes. You know, I mean, you never know. But, you know, all right, Jeff, behind the scenes. Now, a lot of people, like when you're watching a Jackie Chan movie, after the movie's over, they show you some of the real clips and what happened. You're behind
right.
the scenes doing some of these, you know, the famous shows, Police Academy, The Muppets Net. Now, you guys don't really have to worry about bloopers because, you know, they just stop and re-edit it. Or have you ever done anything live? Or, you know, what are some interesting stories that kind of threw you off guard behind the scenes, or big celebrities you've worked next to and done voices with?
As far as throwing me, nothing really threw me. I started my entertainment career in theater. And there was a time where I did a production of Carousel, you know, that old chestnut.
Yeah.
And I was in one of the dancing scenes, and my pants split.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, so luckily there were a lot of people there. It was, for all those people who know Carousel, the song was "This Was a Real Nice Clam Bake." So there were practically the entire cast was there. So
yeah.
I just pretty much gracefully as I could moved to the side of the stage. And when the scene changed, I made a beeline to the wardrobe area and quickly basted up my pants with a sewing kit. So, something like that, you know, you do something like that on the fly. I mean, there was no way around that. Years ago, I had a friend who was an Oscar-winning actress, and she did a lot of theater. And I saw her in a production of a one-woman show called Belle of Amherst about the life of Emily Dickinson. And during the time when she was on stage, all of a sudden she just had this glazed look over her face, and she said, "Excuse me." And she calmly walked off the stage. The audience was just sitting there. And about a minute later, which in theater terms is like an eternity, she came back and continued the show. Well, when I saw her backstage after the show, she said her dress fell apart.
Oh, jeez.
So, you know, these things happen.
They do
happen.
So, Jeffrey, what are you up to now, Jeffrey? What's going on with Jeffrey now?
Now I'm doing a lot of writing. I'm now based out of California and doing more writing while I'm pursuing the acting career here. Also in the process of doing some voiceovers.
And you have a video book, right? A video, children's video book?
I did I wrote a children's book, and it's all published. And I did a read-along CD that goes along with it. The book is called Abner the Clown, and he's a kid's clown. It's not something that that people can would get scared of. He's a kid's clown in that he looks at kids at eye level. He is a child, so he would ask questions that children would ask.
So where could we get the book?
Look for Helm Publishing, and they are out of
Helm
Florida.
Publishing.
Helm,
okay.
H-E-L-M, as in Mary.
H-E-L-M, Helm Publishing, right there.
Yeah.
Okay. And to get in touch with you, are you going to be doing any more puppeteer work? You work with kids, you know, they love that stuff. You don't see too much of it anymore.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I wasn't around to do the Muppets. Not here, but I did send Ensign Productions my information, and I'll just send it to them again. You know, you got to keep plugging.
Yeah.
And
so you're still acting. You're still active. My message everyone is: you're never too late. You're never too old. Stay active, and you're just another example of that, Jeffrey. And you're on IMDb, I see, and you spelled Jeffrey J, or you're under Jeff, I guess, or Jeffrey.
Well,
either way, J E F F R E Y, Breslauer. Is it Breslauer?
Yes.
Breslauer, B R E S L A U E R, and
that's
you're
right.
JeffreyBreslauer.com. You're on IMDb, but if they can just Google you and find all kinds of information out about you.
Oh,
Jeff,
including
the Huron Police Academy.
Jeff, tell them the people that you were standing next to when I met you. Some of the people from, let's see, I think the baby boomers out there, does anyone remember the War of the Worlds? Or
Right.
Creature from the Black Lagoon?
To my right. When I saw you, Jim, to my right was the great Carol Lindley.
Yeah.
From War of the Worlds.
Starring in War of the Worlds, yeah.
And
across
Gene Barry. And Anne Robinson from The Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Black Lagoon, yeah.
Yeah.
That was really interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. There have been times where I would get to see one of the two fellows who played the creature. He wasn't at the Hollywood show, but I've seen him at conventions before. A guy by the name of Rico Browning. They had two creatures. One was on land and one was in the water.
Wow.
Now, the person who was in the water was Rico Browning. Him I would see at conventions.
That's the first time I ever saw a picture of the creature.
Well, we're out of time right now, and so we're going to have to move on. But, Jeffrey, it's been great having you on the show.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure being here.
Sure. We're going to have you on again. Thanks, Jeff.
Okay,
thank you.
Thanks. And that takes us up to
smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Well, Amazon had their big sale last week. And, of course, I couldn't resist it. It was the one day they supposedly had better than Black Friday prices and the best prices of the year. It was the Amazon Prime Day. Plus, you got free shipping on most stuff. So I ordered the Amazon Echo. I've been putting it off, and I've been telling you I'm not going to be the first adapter anymore. And at this point, I'm really not a first adapter. Amazon Echo has been around for a while. But it's still kind of a new gadget, but I have to say I like it. Now, what it is, it's a cylinder thing that's a speaker, but it's more than just a speaker. It hooks up to your Wi-Fi system and to your cell phone or to your tablet, and it does all kinds of things. It plays your music, but it not only plays your music that's on your phone, it'll play music from Prime Music, from Spotify, from Pandora, from iHeartRadio, from TuneIn, and other ways it has of streaming music right through that speaker. And even though it's a little speaker, it definitely will fill a room. It's a personal speaker. It's not for a party, but you probably could use it for that. But you can play music that you don't even own. You can play on this Amazon Echo. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. It allows you hand-free convenience with voice control. So you can control all kinds of things. I talked about smart houses a while back. You buy the little plugs, and then you can talk to Amazon Echo and tell it to turn lights on and off, to turn appliances on and off, to lock doors. You can do a whole security system through this with add-ons. It hears you from across the room, so you can talk to it anywhere in the room, and it will hear you, and it answers questions. It goes through the Internet and answers all these different questions. It'll even tell you a joke if you ask it to. It reads audiobooks. It'll read the news. You can just wake up in the morning and ask it to tell you what the news is for the day. It can give you traffic reports, weather reports, information on local business. It can give you sports stuff for gym. They can give you the scores, the trades, the schedules. And you just do it all by voice. You can control the lights in your house, the thermostats. You do have to buy add-ons for that, but you can just talk to it and tell it to turn your heat up or turn it down. It's really, really a neat little gadget. And it's not that expensive. It retails for $179.99. For the sale, they had $50 off, so it was a pretty good deal on the sale, which is over now. But I have to tell you, I like the Amazon Echo. I really do. It's a nice little device. I really think it probably is real practical for blind people. It has something called teaching its skills, and it learns more skills every day. So the skills are the different things that you can ask it or tell it to do, and it's great. And there are already more than 1,500 skills that you can just add to it. And it'll do, and you don't have to take all 1,500, and then you can ask it to things. It's a wonderful little thing. So if you want to check it out, go to Amazon.com, look up Amazon Echo. It's a great little gadget. And that takes me over to Jim with his gym. Okay, baby gadget. Boomers, it's time for Jim.
Well, Rita, thank you. You're keeping me up with all this tech stuff. Okay, thinking upbeat. You know, this is in this day and age with all the stuff going on, positive thinking is kind of getting to be a necessity. Picked up a little article in the Mayo Clinic, positive thinking stops negative self-talk to reduce stress. Positive thinking helps with stress management and can even improve your health. Practice overcoming negative self-talk with examples provided. Now, this is, you know, not just talk. This stuff is real. I mean, it affects your health. Is your glass half empty or half full? How you answer this age-old question about positive thinking may reflect your outlook on life, your attitude toward yourself, and whether you're optimistic or pessimistic. And it may even affect your health. Indeed, some studies show that personality traits like optimism and pessimism can affect many areas of your health and well-being. The positive thinking that typically comes from optimism is a key part of effective stress management. And effective stress management is associated with many health benefits. If you tend to be pessimistic, don't despair. You can learn positive thinking skills. Understanding this situation, the positive thinking is self-talk. Positive thinking doesn't mean that your head doesn't mean, well, you know, come on, guys, everybody knows. You can't keep your head in the sand and ignore life's less pleasant situations. Positive thinking just means that you approach unpleasantness in a more positive and productive way. You think the best is going to happen, not the worst. Because too many of us, look at, we're getting bombarded on TV and then you pick up a paper. This is like not that good, although, you know, you got to keep up with what's going on, I guess. Positive thinking often starts with self-talk. Self-talk is the endless stream of unspoken thoughts that run through your head. These automatic thoughts can be positive or negative. Some of your self-talk comes from logic and reason. Other self-talk may arise from misconceptions that you create because of lack of information. Okay? If the thoughts that run through your head are mostly negative, your outlook on life is more likely pessimistic. On the other hand, if your thoughts are more positive, you're likely an optimist, someone who practices positive thinking. All right, a lot of people don't believe it. There's health benefits of positive thinking. Researchers continue to explore the effects of positive thinking and optimism and health. Health benefits that positive thinking may provide include increased lifespan, lower rates of depression, lower levels of distress, greater resistance to the common cold, which I don't know, better psychological and physical well-being, reduced risk of death from cardiovascular disease, better coping skills during hardship and times of stress. So, Reva, we share in the beginning of the show all the stuff that's going on, and, you know, even in the politics, people running for office, we hear them bombarding each other with all this negative, and then you're turning on the shootings and everything. We really, somewhere or another, have to take some of that and transform it to a positive thought, you know.
Absolutely.
You know, like, if,
well,
if
I'm, glad what, you, I'm glad you were being positive today instead of looking at the doom and gloom.
Yeah.
It's always good to think positive. And talking about positive, doing things the easy way is always a positive way about going things. Easy Way Broadcasting has always got something going on. So you really need to get the app, the Great Dynamics app. And all you have to do is text Easy Way to 21777. And you'll be able to
the Easy Way app, 21777, right? And Easy Way Broadcasting. There's so much going on. There's so much, Reva, and this app situation, you follow the technology, it's really been beneficial. And the Easy Way app, everything is put down into an app, and you can find everything with the app.
And these loops, what are they called, loops?
Reva, you're coming in a little muffled there,
The loops, what do you call the loops?
We have Crazy Loops,
the company Crazy Loops.
Yeah.
How could I forget Crazy? I'm crazy. Crazy Loops. Yeah. I'm going to look into Crazy Loops. That looks like lots of fun.
This is spreading like wildfire. I mean, with the kids, and it's going to be going to adults. There's going to be so much going on with the loops and, you know, associated loops with various charities. It's amazing. Wait until you see what happens. The loops are going all over. And like you said, text 21777. And Reva, thank you again for, you know, getting us informed on another tech gadget where do you put all your gadgets, Rita? Is there a gadget drawer?
You know what, drawer? I wish it was just a drawer. You don't want to know. Well, I want to
There's
thank everyone for joining us this week. We will be back here next Monday morning at 10 a.m., bright and early. You know, this is early for me. And I look
Thanks,
to
everyone, for dropping
to you
in. And Rita and I signing out. Baby Boomer, Radio Boomers Live. Till next week. Be safe.
Bye.
This episode of Baby Boomers Live is brought to you by Crazy Loops Now. Hashtag Crazy Loops Now and Katarina Jewelry. Hashtag Katarina Jewelry. Also, we want to say thank you to our alliances and partners, Celebrity Connected. Hashtag Celebrity Connected. Clarity. Hashtag CLAR, the number 8TY. And our amazing new official print publication partner, Hollywood Weekly Magazine. 64 countries, 200,000 subscribers. And please check out our founder, Eric Zuli, from Easy Way Broadcasting, on the cover for the July 2016 issue. Thank you for listening to Baby Radio Boomers Live, powered by Easy Way Broadcasting. Thank you. Have an amazing week.